We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The execution on the donkey of the day is something to behold.
Is it a read?
He gave me donkey of the day, and I deserve it.
People need to know.
Well, you need to tell them.
I am.
You have the voice. Tell them.
Tell them. It's time for donkey of the day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake-ass Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne to go.
Damn, Charlemagne. Who you giving donkey of the day to now?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 21st, goes to an elementary school named Conemaugh Township. Conemaugh Township is in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, and they recently had to apologize for an assignment brought home by a fifth grade student last week. Would you like to hear what that assignment was? Let's go to ABC 7 News for the report, please.
Conemaugh Township parents Kenneth and Sharon Poole tell us their daughter brought home an assignment last week instructing students to pretend to be a white master looking to buy a slave.
What? So we got an assignment in our daughter's schoolwork folder. Basically, it was like a colored in worksheet that indicated that it was titled Auctions, Winnings to the Highest Bidder. And it was an assignment wherein the fifth graders were supposed to portray slave masters and identify, you know, what qualifications they wanted in their slaves.
The Pools say the assignment asked the students to draw and describe the living quarters, as well as various scenarios that would occur on a plantation. They say their daughter lost points when she wrote she would treat the slaves nicely. In a statement to 6 News, the superintendent of Conemaugh Township Elementary School says the assignment was intended to help students to comprehend slavery, but a different approach should have been taken. The couple says they're relieved to hear the assignment has been pulled from the class, and they hope that other schools can learn from this. Reporting Somerset County, Bailey Wojcik, 6 News.
Let the record show that the Pools are white. And it warms my cold heart to see that they were disgusted about this. I mean, you know, listen, the notion that all white people are racist is asinine, but every now and then we have to be reminded that all white people aren't created equal. equal, okay? But that reminder goes out the window when you think to yourself, there was a fifth grade teacher out there who thought to themselves that it was okay to have an assignment where the fifth graders were supposed to portray slave masters and identify what qualifications they wanted in their slave. Also, how many kids completed this assignment? How many parents sat at home with their kids and when their kids said, mommy, daddy, what qualifications should I want in a slave? The parents helped him with it.
Jesus.
Can you imagine? Let's not get it twisted, though. Many of the enslaved were skilled laborers, and those skills were a vital part of the American economy. You have to think, a lot of them arrived here with a wide range of traditional African crafts. So you had some that did weaving, wood carving, pottery making. You had some of the enslaved that were skilled in rice cultivation. They had, you know, many a skill. But the fact that a little fifth grader potentially could be sitting around a table discussing with his parents the qualifications they are looking for in a slave in 2024... Jesus. Now, what should bother us even more is that the pool said they contacted the teacher and principal, but they said that the school officials were initially unwilling to even remove the assignment or apologize. In fact, in a statement to 6 News, the superintendent of Conemaugh Township School District says the assignment was intended to help students to comprehend slavery, but a different approach should have been taken. Yeah, how about the approach to freedom, the approach to emancipation? There would never be an assignment in a school where someone said, hey, we wanted to help students comprehend the Holocaust, so we decided to do an assignment that taught students how to be Nazis. Huh? Wouldn't happen. Wouldn't be tolerated. Teachers, superintendent, principal, janitors, all the pencil sharpeners in the classroom would be gone if that happened. Not to mention, we in an era where these kids might grow up and be canceled for an assignment they participated in when they was 10. And these kids don't know no better, okay? And the adults clearly don't know any better, okay? So you're just simply teaching white supremacy and why. This is why the whole notion of waiting for racists to die isn't gonna work. Because I read a quote once, and that quote is real. It said, white supremacy is not a shark. It is the water. Please give Conemaugh Township in Somerset, Pennsylvania, the biggest hee-haw. Now, today is National Co-Parenting Day.
It is.
And, you know, Jess Hilarious' baby father, Rome.
That's right.
Him and Jess have one of the best co-parenting situations I've ever seen.
But it took a while to get there.
It took a while for them to get there.
Right.
It took a while for them to get there. And so when we come back, they will be here.
That's right.
To discuss how they co-parent.
How it started, how they got to a place where they can co-parent in the best way, and we'll ask them a bunch of questions.
That's right.
We'll do that when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over.
Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.